Perhaps the most talented Czech soccer player of his generation, Tomáš Rosický, has just signed a contract extension with his club, Arsenal. The new deal can be seen as expression of faith in the 29-year-old, who has missed much of the last 2 years through injury. But is Rosický now capable of returning to the form that made him such a star in the first place? Ian Willoughby reports.
The English Premier League giants Arsenal haven't revealed the length of the new contract that Tomáš Rosický signed on Monday. But manager Arsène Wenger was effusive in his praise of the playmaker, who joined the club in 2006. Wenger said Rosický's touch and vision were remarkable, and also applauded what he called the player's class and contribution off the pitch. Nevertheless, the contract extension does seem something of an expression of continued faith in the sometime Czech captain, who has appeared for Arsenal less than 80 times in 3.5 years. His most serious injury in that period was an unusual knee tendon problem that required 2 operations and kept him out for around 18 months. A living legend of Czech football, Antonín Panenka, gave this reaction to the news of Rosický's contract extension.
Of course, he will be pleased by it. I think he deserves it. It's not Rosický's fault that he sustained injuries during games or by giving his all in training. It's clear from the fact Arsenal are giving him another chance that they have a lot of respect for him.
But is it possible, given the injuries he's had, that at 29 Rosický may have his best years behind him?
As he gets closer to the age of 30, it's that bit harder every year. But he's had a year of a break, so in my opinion he'll be able to keep playing at the top level for another 2, 3, or 4 years.
Antonín Panenka, who scored the winning penalty for Czechoslovakia in the 1976 European Championship final. Czech football fans will no doubt be hoping that during the next 5 years or so, Tomáš Rosický can also achieve greatness with the national side, either at Euro 2012 or the World Cup 2 years later.
Thanks, Ian.